Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump visits the Western Wall in Jerusalem. U.S. President Donald Trump touched the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Monday, the first visit at the holy site by a serving American leader and one that is steeped in the centuries-old conflicts of the Middle East. Trump, a Christian bearing a black yarmulke, walked alone to the massive stone wall after hearing a brief history of the holiest site of Judaism. He placed his right hand on the wall for about 30 seconds and then, as is the custom, tucked a small prayer note into a crevice. Earlier in the day, President Trump held a news conference with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin of Israel.
It was really a coming together. And now today being in Israel is just very, very special for us. So we expect to have some very interesting talks.
The U.S. president held forth on a number of issues, including Iran.
The United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists.
Iran's newly reelected President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that Iran's relationship with the U.S. is a curvy road and called President Donald Trump's summit in Saudi Arabia this past weekend just a show. Rouhani said that the stability could not be achieved in the Middle East without his country's help. He said, "The Americans do not know our religion. That's what the catch is." Rouhani said that he hopes that the Trump administration will settle down enough for his nation to better understand it. He won a landslide election win on Friday after his first term saw a major nuclear arms deal with world powers in 2015. This is VOA News.